And it's sort of a conflation of those things. It's called The Answer. The answer was the woman with the pockmarked face and the pooched out lips. The answer wasn't easy. The answer was the number of socks he'd have to pull out of a drawer in the dark to get a matching pair when the drawer contains 10 pairs of white socks and 10 pairs of black socks. The answer came to him in a dream. He swears it tasted like the pit of a half-rotted peach. The answer was a square root. It was, if two trains left the Poughkeepsie train station traveling at 20 kilometers per hour, the first one would get there first. The answer depended on his mood, depended on how many clusterfucks he could fit in a room when the room was already half full of clusterfucks, depended on two paraplegic trout hurtling towards oblivion on a bicycle. The answer was salt, disregarding, of course, the salt in his tears, the salt in his wounds, or that time he made love in the ocean. The answer was two owlet eyes loping across the newly mowed lawn, the two lines she'd taken off her clothes when she didn't love him, the two mysteriously run over springer doodles he let out in the middle of the night. The answer was the other fancy Dan man tooling across the infield in a white Pontiac Catalina four-door hardtop sedan, and how he strung together slews of unusual past participles. It was where he started, if not at the North Pole, if he walked south 1 mile, east 1 mile, north 1 mile, and ended up in the same place he started. This was only half the answer. The answer was obvious if we assume they are traveling on a double track, so there is no danger of head-on collision, if we assume that two people were mechanically sound, that they were both well-trained, well-rested, and had not been drinking. If we assume it is January, if we assume the number of flowers he wasted on that bitch, if all the flowers he gave her are two except for roses, all flowers he gave her except two are tulips, all flowers he gave her except two are daisies, the answer is the same as getting three humans and three monkeys, two big, one small, across the river without getting hurt, and there's only one boat, it can only hold two bodies regardless of their size, and only the humans and the big monkey are big enough to row the boat. Furthermore, the number of monkeys can never outnumber the number of humans on the same side of the river, the monkeys will attack the humans, which, of course, is mathematically equivalent to how many people his lover knew prior to the dinner party with four other couples, and during the course of the conversation, it is discovered that prior to the dinner party, each person except him was acquainted with a different number of people present, assuming the acquaintance relationship is symmetric, assuming it is cold where they live, assuming she wasn't already sleeping with all of them. Which, of course, is mathematically equivalent to a man saying to another man, brothers and lovers, I had none, but that woman's lover is my lover's son. In this case, if she did love him, the answer can definitively be expressed on a graph as 3.14159 rounded up, but if she didn't love him, the answer was probably prime.
Yeah.
This poem is another sort of, it's a gloss and it has some fake math, and it also has a little bit of logic. But it starts with four lines from another poet, and the lines are, the woman I love is greedy, but she refuses greed. She walks so straightly. When I ask her what she wants, she says, a yellow bicycle. The point of this poem is to report theft, a point between lines and intersection. A, charming people to satisfy one's desires is wrong. D, it is morally acceptable to satisfy one's desires. Let's assume we understand these statements. One might insist that teenagers are moral monsters. They fuck in love on street corners. Their principles cannot be reasonable. The woman I love is greedy. One might go further. One might say, I'm looking for something in this poem or in light of this example. Considering the rape of the Central Park jogger, how can one defend that D is incorrect? The woman I love spits sunflower seeds on the carpet, parched husks like mollusks sucked of brine. On Sundays, she likes to walk down alleys with her ugly yellow umbrella. She probably thinks she is beautiful. Most people don't accept that accepting is arbitrary choice. The woman I love